The Office of Personnel Management wants to finally bring its retirement processing systems into the 21st century. OPM has a new IT modernization plan that includes a long list of reforms. One key part of the plan is to move away from a paper-based system to an electronic one, which could help OPM with its persistent backlog of retirement claims. Tammy Flanagan is Senior Benefits Director for the National Institute of Transition Planning. She writes about this in Government Executive this week, and she joins us now to talk about it. Hi there, Tammy.
Hi, Jared. How are you?
I'm great. So can you give us a sense of you know, how much paper is actually still involved in the current end-to-end process between agency to OPM to, you know, retiree?
Well, there are some things that have gone electronic. For instance, employee personnel records are now maintained at almost every agency in an electronic format. So the official personnel folders that used to be in a cardboard folder with an Echo fastener, those are actually now online. And in most payroll offices, most of the payroll function is done electronically. But the problem has been getting all of that information to work together so that OPM can receive it and process the retirements electronically, and that has not happened yet. The retirement application is still a paper form, and even though the personnel folders are electronic, that has to be printed on paper because it's actually reviewed by a specialist at OPM by just flipping through the papers and verifying all of the service history.
So this data begins its life in an agency in electronic form, but that data is not necessarily compatible with what OPM's using on the other side. So you got to use paper to sort of bridge it. Is that about right?
Exactly. Yeah, and that's part of the strategic plan that OPM has, is to try to find ways to do exactly that, to bridge the information that's coming out of the agency with the calculators and the information that's already stored at OPM, so that all of this can be seamless and very fast and efficient, which currently it is not.
Right. And so, obviously, that's going to require some collaboration and interaction with agencies. It's not something OPM can do unilaterally. Do we know anything about agencies' willingness to get on board with this effort with OPM and how much consultation's gone on? Have you heard anything along those lines?
Yeah, a lot of agencies have already made great strides. In fact, they kind of did their part. You know, this dates back to the first time that OPM tried to automate the retirement systems, which has been a few years ago now. And it failed because the computer system that was set up didn't accurately process the retirements. But back then, I think this was in the late 90s, if I'm remembering right, the agencies did get their electronic systems for payroll in place. They got their electronic personnel records. So they're kind of ready to go. It's OPM that needs to create this system that will process the applications and that will be able to analyze the information without that human being in, part of the system. And I guess the problem now with OPM is that we've got a new director who is very much aware of the problem, and she, you know, wants to make this happen, but she's going to have to get some funding, because so all of the strategic plan is based on proposed funding that's going to be necessary. And if they can acquire the funding by as early as the end of 2015, it is possible that we might have electronic retirement processing.
So OPM sets a pretty ambitious goal in its IT modernization plan, namely, quoting here, will authorize accurate retirement benefits on the day they are due, which certainly isn't happening now in certainly the vast majority of cases. Can they get that done with just IT modernization?
Yeah, I think they can. If they can get a system that would actually accurately read and interpret the information, because it's all these rules and regulations that have been changed and modified over the past 80-some years that have to be put into that database so that when it recognizes a date or a type of service, that the system will know exactly what that means and how that's going to be used in the retirement calculation. That was one of the sticking points the last time. So it'll be interesting to see if they can work that out and get all that myriad of rules and regulations incorporated into this system.
And getting all this into a modernized IT system, other than getting retirees paid on time, would you see other benefits for retirees and federal employees from having this kind of data not on paper?
Right. Yeah, I think it's more than just getting it on time and you know, in a timely manner. It's accuracy, because right now, if you don't know exactly what it is that you're entitled to, it could very well be that you're not getting the full retirement benefit that you've worked for. So you really need to be aware of what service counts, what doesn't count. In some cases, you might have to pay for some of your service. So there have been some cases that have gone through OPM that may not be as accurate as the employee might have liked, because there are just so many little little picayune little rules that you got to make sure that you know that this time does count, or that time would count, but only if you pay for it. So this new system should also help make things much more accurate so that everybody is going to get the benefit that they've earned.
Yeah, and they also talk about some self-service aspects of the system so that you could actually see and interact with your own data, which I'm sure would help things too.
Right, and also help you know, like, if you want to make changes to your health insurance or make changes to life insurance, it'll all happen, with just that electronic system, just like we do with other things now. In fact, Social Security is a system that is now done mostly electronically, so hopefully OPM will get that to happen for the federal retirement systems as well. It would be a major improvement.
You mentioned this depends on funding that hasn't materialized yet, but I think if they do get it done, they're looking at rolling it out within the next year. That assumes a successful implementation of a very complicated IT project, which the federal government is not always the best at. How optimistic should we be?
Well, I am very skeptical. I really, because having seen what happened the last time and to see what some of the issues were with why that didn't work, I think they do have a pretty big mountain to climb to try to get this done. So I don't know that if I was an employee that I would expect to see it in place in the next year or two. But certainly any movement towards that would be an improvement, because right now it's kind of at a standstill. Everything is still done completely on paper by a human being, and there has been no effort in recent years to get that electronically done. So this is a step in the right direction for sure.
Tammy Flanagan, Senior Benefits Director for the National Institute for Transition Planning. Thanks as always, Tammy.
Thank you, Jared. Good luck.